Thank you, Mr. Hernandez. You know, some years ago, I say some, my wife and I were, and the kids, when they were smaller, we were in the feast, I can't remember where, and we were finding our seats, and there was an elderly man at that time. He got out because he was sitting at the end, and he let us pass, and family of five came marching through, and we took our seats. And I was the last one, so I sat, but I managed to sit right next to him. And I said to him, "I'm sorry. I said, I took the seat from your wife." And he said, "No, don't worry." He said, "My wife passed away several years ago." And I said, "Oh, well, thank you." And I went ahead and started, you know how you do your exercise before getting ready for the kids, quiet. I don't want to peep out of you and all that good stuff. Incorporate martial law and all that stuff. Anyway, and after we had settled down, I said, "By the way, how long have you been married? How long were you married?" He said, "I think," he said, "60-something years, if I'm not mistaken." And I said, he says, "Wow." He said, "What's your secret?" And he said, "Patience." And he looked at me with the gaunt eyes, "Patience." And I said, "Oh, okay." And when we were getting, the song leader was getting ready to come, and he grabs my form, "Patience." This serves as a segue onto my sermonette. As you know, talking to many of you, I've had many little adventures when I was younger on the mountains of Mexico. But I heard one story from a man, a friend of my dad's, that was pretty interesting. He said he got invited to a hunting trip. And this trip, though, he had to scale mountains, not by himself, but he had to use burros or donkeys. This man was a big man. So he continued to tell me the story that he got on the donkeys, and there's three or four of them going up on the scale of the mountains. There is no trail, by the way. It's just, and they serve, and donkeys are better horses because the donkey will take a step and he'll feel the ground. And they'll take another step and feel the ground because they have a lot less terrain. So their hooves are a lot smaller. Anyway, they're walking up, and he said, "Man, I can walk faster than this thing's taking." You know, him not knowing, right? And, you know, most mountains, I think, is 30 degrees incline anyway. And so he goes up, and he says, "You know what, I'm tired of this guy." It was easy for him to say, "You know what, get out of here. I'll do it myself." And as soon as he got off the donkey, his feet went out from underneath him, and his back hit the ground, and he started sliding down the mountain. And the only thing that was in between him and a gorge of several hundred feet down was he happened to lay hold of the tether of the saddle of the donkey, holding on for dear life. And the donkey instinctively saying, "Okay, I got another moron." So he keeps on walking and drags this guy up to kind of level. He gets on all four because he's on the side of the mountain and scrambles up, grabs the donkey, and gets on him. And okay. So anyway, he finds a way to come back down, and he doesn't go all the way to the ridge. He goes back down, finds a flat spot. When two mountains are together, there's kind of a flat spot. So he goes around and gets to the camp, and he said, "Man," he told me, he said he hugged that donkey, took the saddle off, and he brushed him, and he gave him, and I don't know if they have sugar cubes anymore, but back then they had sugar cubes. He gave him sugar cubes. He gave him all kinds of stuff. He said, "That donkey saved my full self from myself." You know, we as people or human beings, especially nowadays, want everything fast. We want everything instant. You know, I want to be first. You know, well, that kind of mentality he brought over to the environment, to the donkey's world. And it didn't quite work. So he had to adapt to the donkey's world. You know, myself, I have to adapt, you know, as a beekeeper. We don't dominate a bee. You know, in Genesis, it says man had dominion over the animals and flying. It didn't say anything about bees. And you'll notice that it says we work with bees, not work at them. Because when they're good and ready to be worked, though, you work with them. So you learn to appreciate things a little bit more, which brings me to the title of my sermonette. The title of my sermonette is Appreciation. Appreciation is a gift that is granted to just a few. Many of us just do not appreciate what we have until no longer having it. Henceforth, no longer having the donkey. For instance, sometimes we take for granted our calling, right? And I'm pretty sure some of us have talked to people that are no longer with us, and it's like talking to another person. And that person probably wishes he has what we have. Another thing is grace. You know, Jesus Christ died for us. And does a lot of people appreciate what he did? And are they grateful? That we are grateful or even appreciative for what Jesus Christ did for us. Think about that. It's not going to hit us until it does. How the country and western song says, it doesn't hit you until you do. Until you're tied up on the tracks and see a train coming. Until we see God, hopefully, establish his kingdom when Jesus Christ returns back. Is that when we're going to see, it's going to hit us and say, man, this is what we're here for. This is why I did what I did. Now I understand. That's when it's going to hit us. Sometimes it doesn't hit us while we're in the journey. And lots of times, you know, we have to, while we're here, though, for us in the faith, we are encouraged to express gratitude and appreciation to God. We have to push that envelope. Others as well, because we have to love our brother, our neighbors, and for life's blessing, recognize the importance to show appreciation for God's goodness and the sacrifices of others, especially the sacrifices of others that we sometimes don't acknowledge or recognize, or I dare say care. One of the points I'm going to say is, well, let's break it down a little bit more. Let's first of all, like I mentioned, let's about appreciating God, what he has done. He called us. And like it said in the scriptures, he called us. He knew us before in our womb. Israel didn't appreciate him, did they? We can find that in Exodus 11, right? Follow me, though, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and it's a very basic one, you know, no frills or thrills, but, you know, but most, I say athletes, but a lot of athletes in what I'm recognizing, softball, we fail in the basics, and that's a lot of Christianity, we fail in the basics. We want to get into this, into all these prophecies and, you know, what color was Jesus' hair and all. That's not important to salvation. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, give thanks in all circumstances. I don't care what circumstances you're in. Oh, no, I lost my job. For this is God's will. Will means a command, right? This is, I want this for you. In Jesus Christ. Let's go to another point. Appreciating others. You know, my mother and my father taught us. My mother taught us everything that it was to be in first washing dishes, doing your laundry, sewing, ironing, doing the household work. And my brother, older brother, thought it was, he'd asked the question to her saying, why aren't we doing it? Why aren't, this is not our job. I'm not going to explain this in detail to my mom, but she said, so you won't have to rely on any woman to take care of you. Now, my father taught us a lot about other things, you know, the ranching part. And I've talked to most of you, he invited me to a lot of medical procedures that I can see. And I really I saw it like, well, we're in training. But now that I'm older, I appreciate it because I don't think it twice to help my wife fold or do housework. I don't think it's demeaning in any way when we first got married. Or when I did manual labor, I didn't think twice about it. So I thank them for that because they took the time to teach me that. Expressing gratitude to those who have helped us and supported us is also valuable. And you can transcend that kind of thing. You can, simple acts of kindness to people that help you. Waiters, people that do things for you. I don't have to get into details. You know what I'm talking about. How about our spouses? Do we thank, appreciate them? We need to appreciate each other. Our children. You know, because tomorrow is promised to no one. So we need to appreciate. We can't be the one throwing each other, like we have in Hispanic community. We all, you never saw him or her, but at the funeral, he was throwing himself on the coffin. And everybody's saying, who is he, you know? But they just all for show. We want to do something now. We want to show our gratitude to that person now. Follow me to James 1, verse 22. James, by the way, helped me do some ranch work today and helped us process honey. And he handles 60-pound sacks of sand, you know, the Quick Creek. And I'm, you know, watching what you do, bend your knees, grab it, and all. Anyway, long story. Let's follow me to James 1:22. James 1, verse 22. It says, but be ye doers of the word. Doers. He didn't say, well, let's just listen. No, no. Doers, and not hearers only, deceiving. When you just hear it, you're faking yourself out. Well, I know what it says in 1 Corinthians 15. Well, that doesn't do you any good. You got to be doing something. You know, the biggest lies we tell is the lies we tell ourselves, right? I got it together. You know, I know this. Mm-hmm. Also, we need to appreciate life's blessings. A morning sunrise. You know, when I'd go to work and I was treading the headaches I was expecting. And then going to the base, you drive there. There's a road that goes through. It's called Ocean Drive, and it drives all the way to the base on this side. And it's beautiful sometime in the morning because it's the east side, and you can see the sun coming up. And, you know, when I'm standing in line or sit in line with the rest of the cars waiting to get inspected, you can see the sunrise, and you learn to appreciate that. How about the Bible? Do we appreciate using the Bible? You know, we take it for granted. Oh, here's the Bible. But you know how many people died for us to read the Bible? You know, William Tyndale Christian for one, you know, for starters. And the apostles is another. So we use the expressions, come up with a different, we are separate from this world. We're supposed to act different. We're supposed to appreciate the little things of life, appreciate each other. How about appreciating each other here? I don't know how many, you can probably name some brethren. I know in South America that there's one person that's in for the whole country. So that's something that, you know, he or she is yearning to get some iron sharpening iron. We can volunteer in the feast or just in anything too. Show that expression. Volunteer for your friends, for your neighbors. Expressing thanks verbally through prayer and through actions can show appreciation for those who have helped us in various ways. Brethren, fear God and keep his commandments.